Hello everyone, this is Dee Lawson. I am not a financial advisor. I just basically got into the financial market. I guess you could say I was pushed into it when I had to take over my own financial assets. So, with that said, if you're in need of any legal advice, I strongly recommend that you consult your respective authority on that. But I am an investor. This is what I know. There are four steps to financial security. Step one, you must know yourself. Step two, you must have set some goals for yourself. Number three, you must invest. And number four, you must be aware of the scams that are out there. So with this informational little session, we're going to dwell on knowing yourself, understanding your assets and liabilities on a regular basis. That's either month to month, week to week, or year to year, whichever is appropriate for you. That includes how much comes in, how much goes out. You have to set your goals for your future. You have to track what you spend. What are you saving for? You have to have a reason. Do you have a specific figure you need to reach before you retire? Will the amount you have saved allow you to live comfortably in retirement? Do you see travel, children's education, charitable donations in your future? Have you set up an emergency fund? How will you handle long-term care for yourself, your spouse, maybe a dependent? Are you saving for both the short and long term? Do you understand the terms that you need to know? For instance, inflation, APR, fees, compound interest, rates, grace periods, your credit scores. So first of all, what you have to do is you have to be able to put together a list of all your assets and liabilities. And you can do that either through just writing it down on a sheet of paper. And what you do is you consolidate all of your assets, everything that comes in that presents for you money that comes into you, whether it's things that you've invested in, like real estate, your paycheck, everything that comes in that is your personal finance amounts that come in. With that, you take away all of the things that cost you money over a specific period of time. Those are your liabilities. That would include things like any bills that are ongoing, anything that you have to pay out on a regular basis, anything that you have to pay out during the year, possibly. So when you take your assets and subtract your liabilities, that gives you your net worth. That allows you to know exactly how much you have on an ongoing basis from month to month or year to year, whatever. You have to set your goals for your savings, whether they're charitable donations, schools, any kind of vacation you want to have, retirement, large purchases. Then you determine what time length it will take to accomplish this goal of yours. You have to determine your long-term sources of income, personal savings, Social Security, retirement plans, stocks, bonds, CDs, short and long-term, municipal funds, IRAs, T-bills, commodities, coins, gold, REITs, whatever it is that you have determined will be your sources of income. Then you need to determine your risk factors. How much risk are you willing to take to accomplish your goals? You also need to figure out how healthy you are and how healthy you'll be in the long term. Realize inflation plays a large part in investing. Determine whether your filing for Social Security early is for you or whether you need to wait for it. You need to learn the difference between the defined benefits and the defined contribution plans that we now have. A lot of the information that you get or that you need is available to you through several sources. There are books, seminars and webinars, and TV shows. There's quite a few different things available for you to assist you as you get closer to your retirement date. Some of the books that might be of interest to you are Unshakable by Tony Robbins, Get Rich Carefully by Jim Cramer of CNBC, The Truth About Your Future by Rick Edelman, The Annuity Stanifesto by Stan Hathcock, one of my favorites, A Random Walk Down Wall Street by Burton G. Malkiel. Some of the resources and tools you need, you can find by going to aarp.org and putting in financial planning. Some of the information on TV or on websites include Plan Stronger TV, Mad Money with Jim Cramer, Khan Academy, that's the finance portion, Investopedia, MoneyTrack.org. Consuela Mack Wealth Track on PBS. You can go to Fidelity.com, TD Ameritrade.com, Vanguard.com. These have exceptional educational programs for you to figure out a lot of the information you may need. There's podcasts, Susie Orman podcast, Two Black Guys with Good Credit podcast. There's also healthcare cost calculators on aarp.org, healthcost/calc. There's a retirement tip sheet, aarp.org/orderfinancialpubs, PUBS. There's a Financial Freedom Initiative on aarp.org that helps you manage credit, eliminate debt, cut costs, creating a budget. Helps with that. AARP.org/financial freedom. How and when to retire, AARP.org/retirement calculator. Some other terms to know and get to understand are CFPB, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, BLS, that's B like Bob, L like Larry, S like Sam. That's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index. Dollar Cost Averaging, Diversification of Assets, Laddering, Compound Interest, and ETFs, which I will be focusing on in the last session of finance. Checking your bank's rates, that's imperative. So some of these items you'll be able to find online. And also, if you need information regarding personal finance, I have a YouTube channel information to help you. So if you get in touch, I can send you a link to that. Optimizing your life portfolio. Avoiding blind spots when setting goals. 18 money management tools to choose from. Personal finance app for budgeting or investing. The history of the 401k retirement plan. And Burton Malkiel's YouTube video. So if you have any trouble not locating any of those informational tools, just contact me through here and I'll send you a link. So hopefully getting started with identifying your assets and your liabilities, consolidating those is your first step. During the next session, I will let you know about budgeting. So hopefully this gives you some information about that, and hopefully you're on your way. This is Dee Lawson, and hopefully you're on your way to being financially secure. Thank you. And today's date is August 6, 2020. You have a great and blessed day. Thank you. Bye for now.